We've been hearing for years now that AI is going to revolutionize every industry and maybe even take some people's jobs away. But so far, AI has brought the biggest innovations to the world of scams. Recently, someone used fake pictures of Brad Pitt to scam a French woman out of more than $850,000. The scammers reportedly used fake social media accounts, WhatsApp messages, and AI image generators to convince this woman that she was in a long-distance relationship with the Brad Pitt, and that he needed some money to pay for a kidney transplant. So this is what's called a romance scam. And I really wish that we had the full chat logs and phone records of this whole thing to see just how convincing this year and a half long social engineering campaign really was. But from what I've been able to gather, it actually does seem somewhat sophisticated. So before this woman ever talked to the fake Brad Pitt, she first got a message from someone impersonating Brad Pitt's mom on Instagram who said that my son needs a woman like you. And there were other fake supporting characters who contacted this woman through email and social media, claiming to be agents that worked with Brad Pitt, friends, his daughter, and more people that he knew in real life, as you'll soon see. And long before there were any discussions about money, the scammers had spent months and months conversing through the Brad Pitt account. At first, things were just friendly and platonic, and then they became more intimate. Every single day, these scammers were sending her love poems, fake selfies, goodnight texts, and even promises to fly to France to see the woman in person and marry her. And when she started getting skeptical of all these promises, especially since she had never talked to Brad Pitt on the phone or seen him in a video chat, the scammers sent her this deepfake video to lure her back in.
Surprised by your reaction, I shared everything with you, hoping you would help keep my travel plans secret from these malicious people. I'm fully prepared today and informed you about the flight's departure time.
And this is a common thread that you'll see with this scam and others like it. The victims will have these brief moments of clarity where they start to realize they're being duped, but the more expert scammers find ways to quell those concerns and reel them back in. Now, shortly after this, the scammers started sending her videos of purses and jewelry that Brad Pitt supposedly wanted to send to her in France. Now, of course, you can't see Brad Pitt's face in any of these videos because deepfake tech isn't that good yet, but this is where the financial scam actually starts. So a few days after the scammers claimed to have shipped these gifts to France, they sent the woman a fake email from customs saying that she needed to pay a 5,000 euro tax on these imported goods in order to receive them. So this is a page straight out of the Nigerian print scam. You're going to receive a large sum of money, or in this case, luxury goods that are worth many times the tax that you're supposed to pay, after you pay that relatively small sum of cash to get it. So it sounds like a good deal, but of course you end up getting nothing after you've paid this fake tax. Now, after the woman fell for this fake tax scam a couple of times, the scammers decided to go in for the big kill. They started telling her that Brad Pitt was sick and he needed money for treatment. Now, when I first read the headlines about this story, I really thought that the victim of this scam just had a room temperature IQ, because why on earth would Brad Pitt need to borrow money from someone like her to pay for his medical treatments? Even though her real husband is described as a millionaire entrepreneur, Brad Pitt is still a whole lot richer. But it turns out that the real Brad Pitt had been going through a lengthy divorce with Angelina Jolie. Now, I had no idea about this because I guess I had been too busy farming, but the scammers managed to convince this woman that the divorce proceedings resulted in Brad Pitt's bank accounts getting frozen, which is why this multimillionaire Hollywood star needs money from her. Now, at this point, you might be wondering, why is this woman getting catfished by Brad Pitt in the first place if she has a real flesh and bone millionaire husband? Well, apparently his bones weren't good enough, because this woman was separated from her husband at this point and was going through her own divorce. So this is a commonality that the scammers probably used to build rapport with this woman. And because she's going through a breakup, she's even more emotionally vulnerable. The victim also mentioned in an interview with a French news company that she had felt neglected by her real husband. He didn't have any interest in her work, and he was always occupied with his own business, while this fake Brad Pitt that was messaging her is giving this woman all of the attention that she craves, and now he might die from a urinary cancer unless this woman can pay for his treatments. And the scammers even created another fake account claiming to be the doctor that was tending to Brad Pitt so that they could further convince the victim that he really needed the money. And of course, the scammers were sending her all kinds of deepfaked and Photoshop pictures of Brad Pitt in the hospital and medical bills that needed to be paid. And on the surface, these pictures look like obvious fakes, not to mention that the doctor's emails to her about Brad Pitt's condition is a huge HIPAA violation because she's not actually Brad Pitt's wife. But needless to say, this woman is not using her best judgment. She's emotionally compromised, and so she starts sending these Nigerian scammers larger and larger sums of money for treatments and kidney transplants, adding up to over $850,000 in total, which ironically is enough money for them to live like real princes in Nigeria now for the rest of their lives. But the scam still wasn't over. Shortly after the fake medical expenses, the victim started to see videos online of the real Brad Pitt with his new girlfriend. And when she confronted the fake Brad Pitt about it, the scammers sent her this deepfake news report.
According to Mr. Brad Pitt, he is in an exclusive and loving relationship with one special individual who holds an exceptional place in their heart, who goes by the name of ANN.
Now, clearly, this video is even less convincing than the shifty-eyed video of Brad Pitt they sent earlier that looked like it was filmed by Al-Qaeda, and even the victim didn't believe this latest deepfake for very long. So the hackers just decided to flip the script, and they reached out to her from an account that was pretending to be an FBI agent named John Smith, who told her that she was being scammed and that the real criminals were caught and that she could get all of her money back if she paid 5,000 euros in Bitcoin to release the funds, which she did, but of course, she got nothing back, just another 5K in the hole. Now, clearly, these kinds of social engineering attacks are really difficult to mitigate because they're targeting vulnerabilities in the human element, which can't just be patched like a piece of software. And deepfake technology makes it easier to exploit these vulnerabilities, but the key element to these scams, and really any other kind of hacking attack, is the attacker's ability to gather information about their target. Had this woman not divulged so many details about her failing marriage to a stranger online, then the scammers wouldn't have known to even play that angle. This woman also told the hackers about the battle that she had with cancer when she was younger, which is probably what made the scammers choose the medical distress angle, specifically a cancer angle, to play against her as well. But because these scams rely on emotional manipulation, the best way to get out of it if you feel like you're starting to get sucked in is to get a fresh set of eyes that haven't had the wool pulled over them to look at these chats and these conversations. That's why it's pretty common for these scammers to convince their victims to keep the conversations a secret, because a fresh set of eyes can reveal what's going on pretty quickly. Now, apparently, the victim did share what was going on with one of her female friends, but she was also convinced that this relationship was legit. So clearly, those two women think the same way, and you can't really count her opinion as a fresh set of eyes. Had she asked a man or someone much older or younger or even from a different cultural background, then she might have gotten a different response. In fact, the victim told one of her daughters about this relationship at the beginning of it before any money was sent, and the 22-year-old daughter knew right away that it was a scam, but unfortunately, the victim didn't listen. And of course, this ties into the vulnerability of older people that are new to social media. This victim is in her 50s, and she was new to Instagram, which made her the perfect target for a scam like this. So make sure you're looking out for your old folks online, because scams like this happen every day, and very rarely is there any real recourse to them.